Welcome back to the Roundtable. In a country where almost half of all marriages end in divorce, it can be hard to find and keep an enjoyable relationship. In this listener essay, Elise Linscott tells us about her experiences with love found and love lost.
Having your heart broken is one of the most devastating experiences any of us ever go through. But letting go of someone who once meant the world to you, who you saw your future with, is almost equally as difficult. But sometimes, it's also necessary to see what your future should become. I met Joe when I was 12 years old, before I knew anything about love or relationships. I had no idea who I was or what I wanted. I was a carefree kid, running on the beach in Rhode Island, when he caught my eye. We exchanged screen names before leaving to go to our respective homes with our parents. We began talking regularly, and he asked if I wanted to be his girlfriend. Sure, I said, since I had no other crushes at the time. We grew up together and experienced all of our adolescent struggles together. One of the things I loved most about Joe was that he was always there for me. He listened to me cry and told me I was the most beautiful, special girl in the world. And really, who doesn't need someone like that when dealing with the troubles of being a teenager? As we became older and grew into our young adult selves, I fell in love with him. It was the kind of love that shakes you to your core and changes you. But as much as we were in love, I began realizing we were different. While he preferred to stay home with his family, I wanted to have fun with my friends. And if I ever chose to go out with my friends instead of calling him at our usual time, it would always spark an argument. And while he didn't want to live far from his family, I began to realize my love of traveling and ambitions to see the world. This realization terrified me. He told me he was the same person he always had been. I knew I wasn't. Against my wishes, I knew I was changing, and my feelings for Joe began to change too. But despite my better judgment, I stayed with Joe. I couldn't grasp that the person I'd been with for 7 years might not be the one for me. I went back and forth for months and even told him I'd been considering taking a break. But every time I mustered up the courage to break up with Joe and try being on my own, fear pulled me back. I was terrified I would never find anyone who loved me like Joe loved me. Finally, months later, I came to terms with the fact that I wasn't in love with Joe anymore and that I couldn't settle for someone who I knew wasn't the one. My actions were selfish, pretending to be happy in a relationship that I had been contemplating leaving for some time. I've never felt so guilty as that moment when he realized I was serious this time. The tears in his eyes, the hurt in his voice, were much more painful than I had envisioned. "How could you throw away what we've worked so hard on for the past 8 years?" he asked me. I had often asked myself the same thing, but I knew that for me, true happiness would take more than staying with Joe just for the sake of it. And while to this day he is still too angry to be friends with me, I still care about him deeply. But I've never been so happy with my decision as the day I met the love of my life. We are much more compatible than Joe and I ever were, and we bring out the best in each other. While making the decision to walk away from Joe was the hardest decision I've ever made, I'm grateful I took a leap of faith and ended up where I am now, happy.
Elise Linscott is a senior at Western New England University in Springfield, Massachusetts. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.